Hey, it's Kristen. We're going to get into the episode in just 1 second, but I have a quick question for you. Can you relate to this? You've tried all kinds of diets and you've seen success, but not what you've been hoping for. Everyone around you has different opinions on nutrition. Some say carbs are bad, some say carbs are good. Other people tell you to count with colored containers, and some say to drink protein shakes at every meal. It's confusing and you don't know who to trust. Overall, you know something's not right with your body, but you can't nail it down. There are mood swings, there's bloating, there's anxiety, there's arthritis pain that flares up all the time and you can't figure it out. Every time you think you do, something changes. Are you ready to see long-term results with your health, but you're not sure where to start? Come sign up for my What's Your Body Telling You workshop, and we are going to uncover the real reason diets don't work for you and get to the root of your health issues using my best self method. If you are ready to stop being confused about what diet is best and gain a better understanding of your body, visit workshop.bestselfhealthcoaching.com or click the link in the show notes to sign up today and get access immediately. Hello, welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. I am going to start this week out with a trigger warning. We are going to talk about this scale. We are going to talk about using it as a tool, but we're going to talk about it as not being the be-all, end-all method to measuring your health. If this scale is something that triggers you or bothers you, please go ahead and skip this. While we are not encouraging you to use the scale this week, I know just talking about it can be triggering to some people, so please go ahead and skip this episode if it is an issue for you. We'll see you back here next week. I totally understand, but it's a conversation that I really would like to have. So let's talk about using the scale as a tool, but alternative methods of measuring your health that don't involve the scale. The scale is a tool, and as part of our health journeys, it is something that you can use, but you don't have to use. And I think that's one of the things that often gets mixed up in society today, is we put that number as the be-all, end-all measurement of our health. And the truth is, even the scales that measure 100 things, like body fat and whatever, those still aren't measuring your health to a T. They are something you purchase, probably on the internet or at a store, and it goes in your bathroom or wherever you keep your scale. It's a number. So it gives you some information about your health, but it does not define your health. So the scale can be used as a tool to do things like seeing how you reacted to dinner last night. So, like, for example, you know your baseline weight at 7 a.m. every morning is a certain number. But last night you guys went out for fast food and you ate all the salty foods, and in the morning the scale is up 2 pounds. Did you gain 2 pounds overnight? No. Are you holding on to 2 pounds of water weight? Probably. So it's things like that that the scale can be used for to help you understand your body more and how it reacts to different types of food. But the scale doesn't define your health. Even, like I said, the ones that have 1,000 different types of measurements on them, those don't define your health. They are just numbers that are a part of your health. There's 1,000 numbers that can go into your health. Another option to this scale is blood work. And not everybody does this every year, and I completely understand. My insurance actually forces it, and it was something that years ago was just a frustrating thing for me. I was like, really? To go get this blood work, whatever. But now I look at it as just kind of a quick check-in on my body once a year. And if you go see your doctor regularly, chances are they will order that. Or you could even ask and say, hey, can I have a full panel of blood work? Like, I'm just curious, is everything okay? Your insurance hopefully would cover that, and your doctor should be able to order it. In that case, you can get a baseline set of numbers about your body. Get an idea of where cholesterol falls, how your sugar levels are, what your liver numbers are, your vitamin D levels, vitamin K levels, how your thyroid's performing. That's sometimes an extra test, but things like that is what you can focus on with blood work. And it's something to review with your doctor, not by yourself. Review it with a doctor who can go over it all with you and tell you, yes, things are good, or hey, this is something we need to work on. Like maybe your cholesterol is high. How do we work on that using your nutrition to get that number down? And I'm not saying jump straight into taking a cholesterol pill. Use your nutrition first if possible. So blood work is an option, and it's something that you can work with your doctor on. Or it can be ordered by a registered dietitian. That's not me. But something like that, you can work with them on getting your blood work sorted out and get some ideas there. That's another set of numbers similar to the numbers on the scale. They tell you basically where the baseline is of your body right now. But again, it's not the only measurement of health. Another measurement or something you can look at for your health is simply how do your clothes fit? I know this is one that a lot of us have talked about over the last couple of years after being home through a pandemic and gaining whatever kinds of weight you gained. Potentially, maybe not. Maybe it went the opposite for you. But I know how your clothes fit is a great way to measure it because you can look at, okay, are my jeans buttoning today or are they not? They're not. Well, maybe something's changed. What's changed in your diet? What's changed in your health? What's changed in your routine? Does that shirt fit much better than it used to? Are you moving in a really good direction on it? I know I have some people who will be like, yeah, my scrubs were falling off at work. And I'm like, hello, that's huge. You need to buy new scrubs. That's awesome. Yay, let's celebrate. Things like that, okay? Look at how your clothes fit. Another option is to look at how you feel mentally. Are you exhausted? Are you full of anxiety? Do you have a lot of brain fog? Are you struggling to think straight? That is a key sign that something's not right with your health. And it could mean that your stress levels are high, or it could mean that you need to start moving your body more, or it simply could mean your nutrition is off. Or it could mean something else is going on. But focusing in on how you feel mentally could be a key sign to where you are at with your health because even our stress levels affecting us mentally like that can be a big deal. Like that can tell you when something is not right, and your stress can actually really, really, truly affect your health. It can cause a lot of wear and tear on your body that you don't even realize is happening. And then last, how do you feel physically? Do you have a lot of energy? How's your digestive system working? Like I said, with the exhaustion, how are you feeling physically? Are you feeling good or are you feeling just completely worn down? Your energy is completely gone and your digestive system is amiss. That's a key that your health is not moving in the right direction. So that's just something to pay attention to. These are all just different ways to measure your health. So none of them are the only measurement of your health, and it's good to know your baseline numbers in all of them. So take some time this week to journal out where you're at, maybe contact your doctor about that blood work, and see what you can do. See where your baseline health is at and see what needs to be improved. Have an awesome week, everybody.